You're listening to The Sports Fix.
Sports Fix listeners, don't wait all day or all week to get in on the fun. The party doesn't stop when we go off the air all week long. The Sports Fix social media sites are your one-stop shop for all things Cleveland sports. Jump over to Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, Facebook.com/TheSportsFix, and become a fan today because we love fans and they create some of the best sports talk in town, Daddy. You'll enjoy talking to your fellow Cleveland sports fans on the Sports Fix fan page. And if Twitter's your thing, well, you know how we do it. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. It's that simple.
Twitter.com/TheSportsFixCLE, baby.
Chat live with the crew during all your favorite Cleveland sports events, tickets and contests and trivia and so much more. Get with us today, The Sports Fix on social media, Facebook.com/TheSportsFix. Tweet with us at TheSportsFixCLE. Join the Sports Fix on Facebook and Twitter today. Business owners and professionals, do you want to take your business, your product, your team, your event to the next level? You want to advertise right here with the Sports Fix. Our listeners are among the most loyal listeners on the dial, terrestrial or internet, and our audience is one of the greatest and most receptive audiences in all of radio. The Sports Fix universe is not only listeners of the radio show, but tens of thousands of fans on Facebook and Twitter. Our social media universe expands by the day, all in the prime demographics to help drive your business directly into the winner's circle. Don't take my word for it. The Sports Fix comes with reference upon reference that have done business with us in the past and had some fun along the way. For more information on how we can help you knock your business, event, team, product, or promotion out of the park, email me, Jerry Myers, thesportsfix@AOL.com. That's thesportsfix@AOL.com. And let me help you swing for the fences and hit it out of the park. Advertise your product right here on The Sports Fix.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Harry Buffalo. The Sports Fix will be live at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted for each and every Cleveland Browns game. So come on out and join in the fun. Go Browns! The fix is in. Call J-Rock now at 216-539-7535. We want to hear from you now. 216-539-7535.
Hi, I'm Hector Marinaro. You're listening to the Sports Fix.
Live in Ohio, it's time to get your fix. The Sports Fix.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Welcome in, my friends, to The Sports Fix. J-Rock with you, and I'll tell you what, today is going to be a great day. First off, we got the Gremlins out of the way early today, baby. Today should be rocking and rolling. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us, not just for joining us here today, but for joining us each and every day and for, you know, dealing with the last couple of days with the switchover of things here. It's been a little bit of an up and down, kind of like the Indians this season. Looking good. You got good things coming and good things in front of you, but you got a little blips in the road too. But you get through those blips in the road and you get to where we are now, baby. You get to the promised land, Daddy, both here on the Sports Fix and for the Cleveland Indians. If you can't tell, I'm a little bit pumped up today, and rightfully so. And so should you be, Cleveland, because last night, I'm going to start right off the bat. Last night was the way you play your way into the playoffs. Last night shows heart. Last night shows determination. Last night, to me, shows the makeup of this team top to bottom. And you can say, oh, J-Rock, you're making a big deal out of beating the Royals. No way. I am making a big deal out of something that deserves to have a big deal made out of it, because the way that team chipped away, fought back, came from behind, all in the late innings, all after the momentum had already started rolling downhill against the Indians yesterday. They come back and they take care of business. And I'm telling you now, these Indians are going to roll this straight through. And Vashon, great chat room comment right there. I agree. Yesterday would have been a kick in the stomach to them had they lost. But I think now you get the reverse effect, because now you have punched the gut of the Kansas City Royals here, and it gives you an optimal prime opportunity to jump on that, take 2 out of 3, wrap this thing up, get ready to come back home. I'll tell you what, too, new format to the Sports Fix. We've really been working on things, not just physically overhauling things here in the studio, but working on the new format of things. We are going to get right into things, hot and heavy right off the bat each and every day here now, kind of spreading some things out. I think you're going to like and enjoy what we've got going on. This is the Sports Fix. Welcome in, my friends. If you can't tell, we're pumped up already talking some Cleveland Indians baseball, baby. I'm your host, the Big Daddy on the microphone, J-Rock Jerry Myers, with you each and every weekday right here at noon, live on the sportsfix.net, thanking you for allowing me to join you each and every day. And not just that, if you're joining us throughout the day, because we are gaining subscriber after subscriber already in just the first few days on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, all the different formats that you can listen to the show too, as we just continue to grow this thing. I love it. I thank you, each and every one of you who have helped grow this thing. And by the way, don't forget, GV Artwork, t-shirt of your choice. We give one away every week just for helping out with that process, just for helping us out to grow this show. So tell somebody right now to listen to the Sports Fix, and you might get a chance to win a t-shirt of your choice, and I'll tell you more about that and all the great sponsors as we continue to roll on through here in the Sports Fix. But make sure you take a listen to them, by the way, because it takes a whole lot of people to make this thing happen. They give me the microphone, but as I say, I give you the voice, baby, and we're going to do that right off the bat. The phone lines are open, 216-539-7535, 216-539-7535. 539-7535 is the number to call, and those phone lines are open right now. John, good comment there in the chat room as well. What did we talk about yesterday on the show? Those young pitchers, and what did he do? He comes up and did the same thing that we were talking about there. They baffle the Tribe more than the Cy Young guys do, more than the Aces do. It's just one of those things that you gotta kind of take it, you know what I mean? Because that just comes with the territory of this team here. Hit us up, not just on the phone line, 216-539-7535. Hit us up on Facebook, and I'll read those comments on air throughout the show. Facebook.com/TheSportsFix. You can tweet with us. We'll read those tweets live on the air at TheSportsFixCLE. Email us, TheSportsFix@AOL.com. All different ways to stay in touch with the show. And remember, if you are listening to us on iHeartRadio, on iTunes, on any of those, you can listen to us live each and every weekday at the hub of this whole thing, thesportsfix.net. It's your one-stop shop for all things Cleveland sports. We have a big show here today. Not only going to talk about the Tribe, not only going to talk, of course, this Indians playoff run. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com is going to join us a little bit later this hour, and we'll continue talking Indians baseball. Big, kind of excited about this one. You guys, I don't know how many of you out there are big mixed martial arts fans, but we've had Stipe Miocic on the show, if you remember, from the UFC a few months ago. Today, pretty excited to have, you know, if you guys have noticed, you know, one of the hottest fighters in all of mixed martial arts happens to be a female fighter, as that really has begun to gain some mainstream acceptance here in America. Well, we've got a local, Jessica Evil Eye. I know if you've watched any local mixed martial arts, you guys know who Jessica Evil Eye is. Well, anyway, she's going to join us here. As a matter of fact, next segment of the show, I'm looking forward to that. We'll break away from baseball and football, and football, by the way, there's some quarterback thing to talk about too, but we'll break away from that. We'll talk to Jessica, we'll talk to Mike Brandenberry and some Indians baseball. Dan Wismar from the Cleveland Fan joins us a little bit later on today. We're going to talk about the Ohio State Buckeyes and preview the Rattlers of Texas A&M, as the Buckeyes are, what, 8 touchdown favorites in this one? How do you motivate a team that's 56-point favorites, or whatever ridiculous thing that is going to be there? So we're looking forward to talking about all of that here on the show, taking your phone calls, reading your comments and more. And yeah, even the Browns quarterback thing, we'll probably address that here today. But right now, I am talking about those Cleveland Indians, baby. Yesterday, let's just focus on that, because you had a tough one. We talked about that, you know, hey, you brush it off and you move ahead. But hey, 7-1, they were shut down, a lot of strikeouts. We saw what Big Game James did. So yesterday was going to be a key to answer. And you had to feel, as the phones are already ringing, you had to feel yesterday for a while at first, man, like, oh no, is it happening again? Have they picked the wrong time to streak downwards, to start streaking cold? But no, instead, they show that resilience. They chip away with one, then two, then one, then one. They take care of business. We'll talk more about that in a minute. First, I'm going to take our first phone call of the day. Caller, you're live on the Sports Fix.
J-Rock, how you doing? This is Big Bob from Bristol, Connecticut.
Big Bob from Bristol.
How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing? Glad to hear from you live this morning.
Absolutely. Great. Fantastic after that. Super, super young Indians come from behind win in Kauffman Field. In front
absolutely.
Of all those Kansas City Royals fans, it was fabulous.
Fabulous. It was good
now
to
we
got to
take the second game tonight, which
and that's
I think
gonna
we're going to do.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you left a message the other day on the 24-hour line, and I had to tell people off the air. I said, man, I wish I could have got this on the air before we went off the air. You said, J-Rod, love those young Indians. Love listening to the Sports Fix. They love the Browns, but they stink. And I got a kick out of the way you said it, because you said it like, I hate to say it, but I have to say it, you know?
But I have to say it. Matter of fact, I have only watched J-Rock probably 9-10 minutes of the Browns this year with the Miami game. My wife can't believe it. The kids can't believe it. Everybody in work can't believe it, because I am such a diehard. I mean, I bleed tribe and Browns here in this state. Like I said, I'm the biggest fan. And the Browns, I'll tell you the truth, I don't think they want – I think they're set up to lose all the time. I don't think the franchise, one of the greatest organizations in professional football, I don't think the Cats want to win. I don't think they want to win.
I'll tell you what, since you went to the Browns –
That's my feeling. That's my feeling.
I'll tell you what, Bob, that's a perfect point to make this morning, because I've got a lot of people sending me messages saying similar things, because I don't know if you've heard yet up in Connecticut, but the Browns announced this morning that instead of Jason Campbell being the replacement for Brandon Whedon, they're going to go with Brian Hoyer instead as the quarterback. A lot of people questioning that decision as well, and maybe that plays into what you're talking about there too.
Isn't that a... To me, that's a crummy decision. A matter of fact, I just heard it. Jay Crawford just emailed me about 10 minutes before I got on the phone with you that was going to happen. And I'll tell you, it is really a shame, especially for a lot of us older Browns fans that knew what the hell the Browns did and what they were doing back in the old NFL. Now it's just pathetic. My mailman is probably one of the biggest Steeler fans in the state. I gave him 5 tickets free for the home game with the Steelers. All my buddies in work have season tickets for the Pats. They wanted to give me Pats Browns tickets. And I told them, you think I'm going to be stupid enough to go sit up in that field in December to watch the Brownies play? You're nuts. I said, give them away to somebody else. I don't even want them. I don't want to know nothing about the Browns like I used to. You know what I'm saying? I'm just disgusted. I'm disgusted.
And can I jump in there real quick? Because I just want to say, Bob, that and I've talked to you off the air, so I know how much of a hardcore you are. And your voice rings true probably to everybody listening across the dial everywhere. I can understand
Thank
that
you.
Because
Thank you.
For you being – such a hardcore to say that. It really hurts my feelings, not personally, but because that shows the beatdown that's happening with the fan base, and it stinks, and you've got to hope that turns around. And you know what,
absolutely.
Though? Like you said, you got those young Indians, baby, to keep you going
absolutely.
Because they
absolutely.
Are rolling.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, for all those Chris Puff, Perez fans that wanted him out and this and that, the young Indian is a winner, Jerry. He's a winner. I mean, he does the Satchel Paige imitations. You know, walks one guy, lets the first guy get a hit, another ding or this or that. But he wins. I mean, he drives us crazy, but he wins 25 saves. 25 saves. And I think he's lost about, 15, 16 games. He was on the injured list, if I'm not mistaken. And our young pitching staff, unbelievable, lights out. But here's the thing, Jerry, too. with all the young starting pitching we have, I still, to this day, don't see a really bona fide number one starter, except for Ubaldo now. Ubaldo looks like he's starting to get around that fence. And there's another player that people were going nuts about, but you can't get rid of him. We gave the farm system away for him, and he's too young. He's only 29. So the Indians, I got to bless them for staying with him and keeping him and just believing in him. And, you know, Sandy Alomar, Mills, Francona for sticking with him. You know, he's a kid, but he wants to stay in Cleveland as well as Scott. I love Kazmir. He had a bad outing the other night, but I'll tell you, from the Pioneer League to the Major Leagues is a big, big jump in innings and so forth, getting your feet back under you. But again, he's only 29. Those two young Indians have to be signed. You hear that, Mark? You hear that, Mark? I hope you listen. Well, no, maybe not, because, you know, this is a sports smart fix radio station. Maybe Mark isn't listening, but maybe you can get this to him out there, J-Rock, you know?
There we go.
Let him
Big
know.
Bob said it. Big Bob said it.
Absolutely.
Smart sports fix.
Big Bob,
hey, Bob
said
I'll
it.
Tell you
and
what.
I got another thing going out. I wasn't going to talk too much about the Browns, but Jerry Haslin, you got to go, buddy. You're a stealer in disguise. I had to say
check
it.
This
you
out,
gotta
Bob.
You got to go. Jim
check
Brown,
this out, Bob.
Get a hold of these cats. Let them know. Take overtime. We got to get Cleveland people in there. And
Bob,
and
in the chat room.
Cleveland
in the
Brown,
chat room.
If you need a guy, I'll work for half price. I will draft you players. You
Bob
got it
roll.
From Big Bob in Bristol, Connecticut. I will draft your players, and we will go, hopefully, to the Super Bowl before the Detroit Lions.
Big Bob's on a roll. Bob, as we wrap up this segment and wrap up this call, check it out. In the chat room, I got John down in Florida says, no offense, but he considers you fair weather because he's coming up with or without what's going on. He's coming up for two games from Florida, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. And John Weber in the chat room, and we'll maybe get to this at the end of the show when we talk about the quarterback, but he thinks Hoyer could be the best decision for the Browns in a long time. And, hey, who knows? Maybe
who
that's
knows?
Tom Brady.
Who knows is right.
Maybe that's that guy you never heard of who's going to come out there and spark things. But, Bob, hey, Indians, Browns, your take, much appreciated here. We've got to hit the break. I love hearing from you. Make sure you give us a call any chance
J-Rock,
you get here
I
on
love
the show.
You. You will always get a call. Always.
You got it. Big
All
Bob
right,
from
brother.
Connecticut.
He's safe.
Thanks for the call. You too.
Okay.
That's Big Bob. We're going to take a break. I love it. I love it. Feel free to call us when we open the phone lines back up, you guys. But we're going to hit the break. When we come back, Jessica Evil Eye joins us. This is going to be fun. We're going to talk a little mixed martial arts from a female perspective, too, as she has been signed by the UFC and beginning to take from the Cleveland. Right, you know we're all about Cleveland pride, baby. Here, another example of that coming up next. You're going to like this. Cleveland's own Jessica Evil Eye coming up next, plus so much more still to come. Hey guys, as we hit the break, just want to mention the Sports Fix, of course, proud to be partners with Harry Buffalo in North Olmsted, home of each and every Browns game day Sunday, the Sports Fix, broadcasting pre-game, post-game, and halftime shows live in the house. We're giving away prizes, doing some trivia contests, having a great time each and every Browns game. Whether they win or lose on the field, everybody's a winner because we have a party each and every Browns game at the Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Don't forget as well, they've got Coors Light College Game Day Saturdays. Get all your Buckeye action there. Great drink specials on Sundays. Those hair of the dog pitchers are only $10, and that right there turns a bad day and a frown upside down. All of that, Monday Night Football, your favorite Browns players watching the game with you, and so much more. The Harry Buffalo North Olmsted, just outside Great Northern Mall. We'll see you there for each and every Browns game. Don't forget, Harry Buffalo, proud sponsor of the Sports Fix. Join the herd.
You're listening to the Sports Fix. We'll be right back.
You love Cleveland, and you already know how much we love Cleveland. You know who else loves Cleveland? GV Art and Design. Everyday fans, you and I wear our pride on our sleeves. Now, you can wear your pride on your chest. GV Art and Design has one of the hottest Cleveland sporting lines. Whether it's their Cleveland That I Love design, or perhaps it's the Superman Birthplace of a Hero line of team-themed designs, whether you're a fan of the Indians or Browns, the Lake Erie Monsters or the CSU Vikings, the Cleveland Cavaliers, or just Cleveland in general, GV Art and Design has a logo, design, or style for you. Sports Fix listeners, as a special treat, every time you make a purchase from GV Art and Design, use the sales code FIX and save 10% on your total purchase. Log on right now to GVArtwork.com, check out all of their fantastic designs,
and don't forget, use the sales code FIX to save 10% on your total purchase.
Follow GVArtwork.com on Facebook, and remember, GV Art and Design, it's not just a shirt, it's a statement.
Incoming transmission. You got a message.
Sports Fix listeners, don't wait all week to join in on the fun. Follow the Sports Fix on Facebook.
Follow the Sports Fix on Facebook.
They love friends. It's just a click away. Exclusive contests, trivia, tickets, and giveaways from the hottest sports show in town, the Sports Fix. Become a friend and follow the Sports Fix on Facebook today.
Football season is party season at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. And no matter who you root for, everyone wins at Harry Buffalo. Every Sunday, the Sports Fix is broadcasting live with giveaways and prizes. And joining you in watching all the Browns action with Bud Light beer specials and $10 Hair of the Dog pictures.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
Plus, every Monday night, catch the Monday Night Football action with some of your favorite Browns players. Football season is most definitely party season, and your headquarters is Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Harry Buffalo. Join the herd.
Back in 1990, when I joined Herb in the booth, you could say that first game was when I became a lifelong Tribe fan. Something about Cleveland made us want to stay and call it our home, raise our family here. I can promise you one thing, home or on the road, I feel what you folks feel, what you feel every game. Cleveland fans are passionate and pretty vocal. I respect that. This is our team. This is our town. This is a Tribe town.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck, home of the low price tire guarantee. QuickLane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
Hey, Sports Fix fans, I'm Fred McLeod, TV voice of the Cavaliers. When I'm not busy taking elbows for my buddy Austin Carr, I'm tuning in to see what the guys are saying.
Come on, Cavs!
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
Morris, so do but tonight...
Don't call it a comeback! I've been here for years.
Welcome back to the Sports Fix, streaming live here on the SportsFix.net and around the world, whether you're listening on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all the different formats. Welcome into the show. J-Rock with you, and we have only just begun. Don't forget, Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com coming up as we talk some Indians baseball here in a little bit. Dan Wismar from the Cleveland Fan jumping on with us to talk some Buckeye football and more. But now, getting ready to go to the phone lines as they, you guys in the chat room are crazy here, as they just going nuts here talking about the Browns, and you guys are nuts. We'll maybe spend the last 5 minutes of the show talking about the backup quarterback to the Browns. Right now, we're going to shift gears from all of those, and we're going to shift to a little MMA. You guys heard we had Stipe on the show about 2 months ago or something like that, and looking forward to my next guest, because as I said, not just has mixed martial arts exploded here nationwide and around the world, but female mixed martial arts has really begun to take hold here as well. And my next guest, looking very forward to bringing to you, Jessica Eye, locally right here, and now recently signed with the UFC. Jessica Evil Eye, I should say, before I end up having a problem with her that I don't want to deal with. Jessica, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic, you guys. I'm really excited to be on this show, and living the dream right now. I feel great.
Living the dream. You gotta love that. You know, of course, last month announced that you had, you know, at least begun the next step of accomplishing that dream with you signing with the UFC, but it takes a long journey of yours to get to that point there, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that. But first, what got you, because you know women's mixed martial arts is beginning to go mainstream now and get, you know, a lot of national press, but when you were started out, what made you go, hey, I'd really like to do that?
I mean, really, I mean, whoever says, like, hey, I want to get punched in the face, you know, I don't think most people really seek it out in that way. I think that what they're looking for is, you know, sometimes stability in life or finding a way to mentally exercise themselves, or they're just trying to find a better them. So really, you know, MMA wasn't something where I was like, man, I want to go fight people. It was, I'm just looking to work out different. I'm just trying to find something new in life. And I happened to meet the owner as well as some mutual people that worked out at Strong Style. And I just decided that I wanted to go down and try it. And crazy enough and sure enough, I was actually really good at punching people in the face.
Did you have any previous experience in that regard, or did you just find out and go, hey, wow, you know, I mean...
Well, I was the only girl of a majority of men in my life. So my dad raised me, as well as my brothers. You know, I had a stepmother, but she came later in my life. But I was around the guys all the time. So I think, you know, my tomboy slash sporty me really came out as I became an adult. And I realized that I could use those things that I was good at to be able to, you know, use it as my way of making money and use it as my way of conducting myself as an individual.
You made your MMA debut in 2008, I believe, but before that, you were involved in an automobile accident, suffered a broken back, and worked your way back from that. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct. Back in, actually, in 2003, and this is actually a little bit of sports for you, a little sports trivia. It was 2003. It was the Browns-Steelers game here in Cleveland when the Browns were playing them in the first round of the playoffs, and we were beating them, and we literally lost within the last 5 minutes. The Steelers ended up coming back. I'm sorry, it was overtime. They ended up going into overtime, and we ended up losing. Do you remember that game?
We've lost a lot of games to the Steelers, off the top of my head.
I know, right? But this, the reason why this one, it was January 5th, it was when we actually played them in the playoffs. I believe it's going to the playoffs. Anyway, it was after a Browns Steelers game, and I played soccer that day, and my car broke down on me, and I was hit, as well as my father was hit also, by a drunk driver.
Wow. See, and that's one of our big, you know, we're big against, you know, I'm a big anti-drinking and driving person myself. But, you know, you suffer, you hear stories about that where doctors tell somebody, you know, who knows what you're going to be able to do. But you obviously showed early on with that you have that inner drive to improve yourself and improve your situation because you came back from that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when... At such a young age, dealing, you know, I was 16 years old, I was, you know, in high school, I was the popular girl, I was good at sports, and, you know, I had a lot of friends, and, you know, my whole life shut down on me, you know, at 16, and my back was broken, and at first, you know, for the first week, you know, my dad was in one hospital on the other side of town, I was in one, and my family was completely divided, so, like, I really had to look within myself to find a lot of strength during those moments, because I was handling them by myself. And I would never take back now at this moment, you know, standing here at 2013 and it being almost 10 years since the car accident, I don't think I would ever take it back. I'm glad that it happened because it made me find the person I am today. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes bad experiences, really great things come of it. So will I relive it? No. But do I want to take it away? No. I just kind of accept that it's happened and try to prevent it from happening to anybody else.
And you know what? That's got to play into your mentality and helping you when it comes to perhaps training harder than your opponents. Because when you reach that pinnacle, when you reach that hump that's hard to get over, and you think back to what you've already overcome, I'm sure that that's like, hey, you know, running an extra couple of miles isn't as hard as getting up out of that bed was. So I'm sure that that really actually gives you an advantage when you're training compared to perhaps some of your opponents who haven't gone through the real world tough struggles that you had to go through.
I do think that a lot of times that's kind of like what's up to me different from a lot of the females in MMA, as well as maybe even some of the guys in MMA. Like, you know, life hasn't always been perfect, and life is never perfect for anybody, but I never let them hold me back. I never let those things not teach me and make me smarter and make me, you know, want to push harder. So, you know, whenever it comes down to maybe something's hurting in training, I just push past it, and I know that, you know, there could be worse moments and that I'm lucky to be standing right where I am, and people would people would, you know, I mean, are still working to get where I'm at, or striving or dreaming and wishing, and I'm living it. So I have to work hard and make sure that I keep things into retrospect and never lose sight of what we're doing.
And that's how I got here. See, that's awesome to hear you so grounded, because some people forget that. But you remember from when you were fighting at Fight Night in the Flats. You remember each step along the way. And it's kind of been an evolution for you along the way. You started off doing the NAAFS, and then you ended up, I believe, with Bellator before finally the pinnacle here, signing with UFC. Which, you know, what are your thoughts, too? The UFC kind of changing a little bit their thoughts on the female mixed martial arts, because for a long time, Dana White, because I follow, you know, I'm not a hardcore follower, but I definitely am a surface follower for sure. And Dana White for a long time was against doing the female mixed martial arts because he felt that there were a few select marketable stars and not enough to create an entire division of various weight classes. Obviously, he's begun to change his thought process there on that.
Well, if I look at past, if you know how I read this somewhere and I ended up seeing it in a movie once, and it really kind of made me, and the reason why I am a very hopeful woman, how do you plan for the future? You look at past behaviors, okay? So knowing that, looking at all the things that once were said no to, look at how the world's changed. At one point, you know, women weren't supposed to work next to men. Women weren't this, they weren't that. I mean, it's constantly changing. I mean, this whole world is based upon evolution. If everybody stops for a second, and at some point, I'm sure they're going to say, I know there's never going to be more weight classes in women's MMA. Look, that's crazy to even think that, because remember whenever they said 6-7 years ago there wouldn't be women at all? And look, there's women. Look, I'm a proving contest to that. Like, I remember when there was no MMA, and now look, there's MMA. So I am not the kind of person that strives on thinking of, oh, man, what if this won't happen or this doesn't happen? I'm more the kind of person that's like, look, there's nothing ever etched in stone. Everything can change. The weather could change from the weather guy saying it's supposed to rain tomorrow. It could be sunny, okay? But you have to plan for both. You have to know that both things are possible. So I guess a part of me has always, you know, knew that there was going to be a time. And maybe that's what's always kept me so hopeful throughout training with, you know, fighting in the NLFS, fighting in Bellator, and now fighting in the UFC. Like, I mean, I just always believed that there was going to be something more, and that had to be enough. And it really has been, and it kind of is where I came up with that concept of I believe, you know, is that I've always believed in myself, and I believe that women will be able to fight in MMA just along with the men. And here we are.
And I'll tell you what, I always like to ask, like, kind of try to find some questions maybe that you haven't been asked before. As you were working through your own career, building yourself up and building your way up, you were watching the evolution of women fighters on the national scene, whether it was Gina Carano and Chris Cyborg starting out with that mainstream publicity, and now you've got Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate and these. When you see, what were your thoughts as you saw them begin to be the first women to main event pay-per-views and to have bigger buy rates and to get that mainstream publicity? Did you see that? I know you probably look at it competitively, but do you also see that perhaps as a victory for women's MMA as a whole, which benefits you as well?
I can. I mean, yes, absolutely. I think that there is a huge victory right now for women's MMA. And I am definitely not a hater per se. I don't hate on Ronda. Like, I mean, personally, like, I don't care what those other girls do. I'm glad that they're there because they're opening doors for myself as well as other people. Like, I'm so not concerned with what other people are doing to that extent that I have been able to focus on me, and that's why I've been able to make the progressions that I have and have been able to show a gain throughout my life always. I've always made steps forward, and, you know, I try to pride myself on that. You know, I took a lot of steps back at one point, and then I realized that I had to take those steps back to make them forward. So it's nice to see these women in MMA, you know, such as Gina, such as Ronda, such as all the other girls that are fighting there. Like, I don't care that I'm not the first, because I was the first person to fight in Ohio. I was the first person to fight in Cleveland. I've done already all my other firsts. So there's more to be had. There's more groundbreaking things to be had. And who knows? I could be that person. You know what I mean? I could be that person that adds to the groundbreaking of women's MMA. I also could not be. But at the same time, who am I to not believe that it's possible? Whenever I've seen the impossible happen over and over and over, because the impossible was that women would never fight in the UFC, and look where we're at now. You know, the girls are getting signed. I'm getting signed. I'm watching girls that are 20 years old bust their butt, message me and say, you know, you're my inspiration. I hope one day I'm at your level. You know, so it's like, it's awesome to see all of that. It's awesome to know that I'm a part of it. And I might not be a part of the first crew to go into the UFC, that first few that went in there and fought, but I sure as hell will be one of these that will last for a long time throughout this sport.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Sports Fix, having a great time talking to Jessica Evil Eye right now. Of course, Cleveland's own here, worked her way up through and now recently signed with the UFC. Your first UFC fight, actually, you're going to be in the bantamweight division taking on Sarah Kaufman. Some of the rankings even have already, there's so many different ranking places and profiles, but some of them have even broken you into their top tens already. But Sarah Kaufman, I know, well respected UFC 166, by the way, because they've expanded so much with the FX1 and the different TV specials, is UFC 166 is a pay-per-view, right?
It is, but me and Sarah will actually be fighting on the Fox Sports 1 card. So okay. We'll be on the prelims, but we will be on the televised prelims, which is awesome. And I'm happy to even be on the UFC card, even if I wasn't on TV. But it's even better that it's going to be on the Fox Sports 1 card.
Absolutely. You know, actually, that could work to your advantage, because the number of eyes there with the opportunity to see that separate of purchasing the pay-per-view, you know, and a good opponent there. What are your thoughts about your opponent heading into your debut of UFC?
Sarah Kaufman is an amazing, I looked up to her for many years. She's an amazing fighter, very well respected, has a lot of fights under her belt, you know, and I love that. I love fighting well-respected people, and I love fighting people that give me no reason to hate them, because that means that I have to stay more narrowed within myself. I have to continue to stay focused on the things that I know how to do good and not the things that I think that she does bad. So I'm very excited to fight such a well-respected opponent going into my first fight. I mean, win, lose, or draw, I've made it to this point. I have a 4-fight contract. If I make a mistake, there's no way in hell that I will ever fold. I will not. Life has tested me to be at this point so that I won't fold, so that I won't lose fights that are important, and so that I can go into this fight, the biggest one of my career thus far, and every one after this will be the biggest fight of my career. Everyone will always continue to be the biggest fight of my career. But looking at this one right now, I know I have been I'm so mentally prepared that physically, I know that my body and my mind are just going to click right at the right point, and I'll be able to fight very well against a great opponent.
Jessica, look,
we're all MMA. We're all in MMA. Everybody bleeds. Everybody gets in the octagon. Everybody's got a 50-50 chance. So all I'm going to do is go make that 50-50 chance into a 90-10 chance.
you can just hear your energy, your enthusiasm, and your optimism coming through the speakers. I love it, and I love to hear it. And, hey, you know, you're representing Cleveland as well, and I'm sure you get a lot of people that say, hey, man, I'm pulling for you. You're out there, you know. So you've got so many people, different things, whether it's, the like you said, younger female MMA fighters looking up to you as role models there, whether it's Clevelanders looking up to you. You got a lot of people looking up to you. Do you, in any way, how hard is it to try to wipe your mind clean and keep that pressure off? Because you got enough pressure doing it for yourself.
But you know what, though? I don't feel pressure. I really don't. And a lot of people think that, like, oh, man, you got people talking to you. I got into this sport to be a role model. I got into this sport to be a fan, for people to be fans of me. So how can I ever sit there and be like, oh, this pressure? I asked for this. I asked for Cleveland support. I asked for everybody in Cleveland to come to me and say, we got your back, Jess. We got your back. How could I have ever exposed myself as an individual to everybody and not expect them to love me? Because that's what I wanted. So there's no pressure. I mean, I think a lot of times there's more pressure against Sarah Kaufman than there is me. She's the bigger fighter. She's got more fights. She's got to be the one to beat the little 125er coming up. She's got to beat this top level Cleveland girl that's coming out. The pressure's on her. It's not on me, because I prepared for this for many, many years. And Cleveland is sending me so much support. How could I not use that? How could I sit there and be like, oh, it's a pressure. It's it's not pushing me down, it's lifting me up. So I don't look at things that way. I think that maybe that's why I'm different than most athletes, or maybe I'm different than most females. Is it's never a pressure. It's an uplift. It's an uplifting experience. It's an uplift to know that I have these people, you know, supporting me.
Well, obviously, it's working for you. It's gotten you to where you're at now. And here you sit, as we're talking about it, Jessica I going to take on Sarah Kaufman in her UFC debut, UFC 166, October 19th. And I'll tell you what, we'll be pulling for you right along with the rest of Cleveland. And I would love, win, lose, or draw, to talk to you after that fight and see what it was like, the whole UFC experience for you. I'd love to talk about that right here on the show.
Please call me, and I would love to tell everybody about it and kind of give everybody a little inside scoop. We'll call it Inside Just Guys UFC Experience. So I have no problem with that. I'd love to come on and talk some more.
Absolutely. And is there a way for fans to get in touch with you, your Twitter, Facebook? What's the best way for them to get a hold of you? Because we've already got people asking here on the Facebook and the chat room.
That's awesome. They can follow me on my website at JessicaEvilEye.com. But they can follow me on my Instagram as well as my Twitter at Jessica Evil Eye, all one word, or like my Facebook page, Jessica Evil Eye. So we made it kind of easy for everybody. All you got to do is put that whole name in there, and you'll be able to find me.
Awesome. Matter of fact, I'm finding you right now, and we'll make sure we're following you as well, and I'll tag you. I'll send you a copy of this as well so you can hear this when we get done and put that out there in case anybody wants to hear it. Jessica Evil Eye, representing Cleveland now, not just here, but nationally and worldwide in the UFC. Jessica, thank you so much. I know you're busy training. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. I love having you here.
It was a pleasure, and thanks. And please call me anytime you guys need a little cage inside.
You got it. Jessica Evil Eye, thank you so much. We're going to hit the break. When we come back, we're going to shift gears and talk some Indians baseball, Daddy. That playoff run is hot and heavy. Tell you what, talk about throwing gloves hot and heavy with the UFC. The Indians are throwing gloves with the American League, baby. We're going to talk to Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWin.com when we come back next, live right here on The Sports Fix.
And now, a very special announcement from the Sports Fix.
Black bears weigh between 200 and 500 pounds. Brown bears weigh between 300 and over 1,000 pounds. Black bears run away from you. Brown bears run at you. When attacked by a bear, simply lie still on the ground and cover your face and head with your hands. When the bear is finished batting you around and mauling you, contact the U.S. Forest Service.
And that was a message from the Sports Fix.
I'll tell you what, whether you just started listening to the show today or you've been listening since the beginning of the Sports Fix, you know that our thing is how proud we are to be from Cleveland, to be in Cleveland, and to get the opportunity to broadcast and represent Cleveland to the world live right here on the Sports Fix each and every weekday. Well, I'll tell you what, that same sentence could just replace the word Sports Fix with our friends GV Art and Design and have the same statement, because GV Artwork, you guys have seen their stuff all over town, makers of some of the best Cleveland sports apparel you'll ever see. Unique, original designs. Fantastic. They say Cleveland that I love, and then they put it on their chest, and they put it on your chest too. Don't forget, we tell you all the time, use the sales code FIX. Any purchase you make with GVArtwork.com, you'll save 10% on your total purchase just for letting them know that you heard about it right here on the Sports Fix. So whether you check them out, GVArtwork.com, or check out the brand new store in Lakewood on Detroit Avenue, they are fantastic people with a fantastic product. Cleveland that we all can love. GV Art and Design. It's not just a shirt. It's a statement.
It's the Sports Fix. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Scott Fujita, and you're listening to the Sports Fix.
Business owners and professionals, do you want to take your business, your product, your team, your event to the next level? You want to advertise right here with the Sports Fix. Our listeners are among the most loyal listeners, terrestrial or internet. The Sports Fix universe is not only the radio show, but tens of thousands of fans on Facebook and Twitter. Email me, Jerry Myers, thesportsfix@AOL.com. That's thesportsfix@AOL.com. And let me help you swing for the fences and hit it out of the park right here on the Sports Fix.
Sports Fix listeners, do you tweet? So do we. So tweet with us 24/7 at the Sports Fix CLE.
I'm here again with Bill Opelich from Quick Lane at Valley Ford. Bill, what's new in the Quick Lane?
Battery rebate. Summer is just as hard on your battery as the winter. Quick Lane at Valley Ford will test your battery at no charge. And if you need a battery, we have a $25 mail-in rebate on the purchase of a tested Tough Motorcraft battery starting at $79.95.
Wow, that's a great deal, Bill. Tell me more.
Our brake rebate is still on until June 30th. $25 per axle with the purchase and installation of Motorcraft brake pads, as well as offering a $50 rebate when you purchase $250 or more and charge your Ford genuine credit card. Some exclusions apply. As always, we have a low price guarantee on all our tires. If you find the same price within 30 days, we will refund the difference. Stop in, let us check your battery and top off your washer fluid.
Where do I have to go to get those great deals?
Come to Quick Lane at Valley Ford on Canal Road between Rockside and Granger in Valley View, just 10 minutes from downtown Cleveland. We're open at 7 every day. Open late Monday through Thursday till 9, Friday till 6, and Saturday till 2.
Go to quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Signs and Ship, the official printing source of the Sports Fix. Locations in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Florida. Find out more at signsandship.com.
Newsbreak. Good morning, I'm Bob Picozzi. There will be at least one change in starting quarterback in the NFL for Week 3. The Cleveland Browns announcing this morning that third stringer Brian Hoyer will start Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Starter Brandon Whedon has a sprained right thumb, and coach Rob Chudzinski chose Hoyer over backup Jason Campbell. An NFL source tells ESPN's Chris Mortensen the Tennessee Titans safety Bernard Pollard has been fined $42,000 for a hit on a defenseless receiver in last Sunday's loss to the Houston Texans. With only 13 days left in the baseball season, only one of the six division races is close. St. Louis regained sole possession of first place in the National League Central last night with an 11-4 win in Colorado. Matt Holliday homered and had four of the 18 hits for manager Mike Matheny's Cardinals.
It's kind of what they do. You know, we have a little lull and then they blow up. And we've seen it at times, too, with just that extended offense. We keep it going for couple weeks would be pretty good, but they're doing a nice job putting together some tough at-bats.
The Cardinals take a one-game lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates, who lost at home last night to the San Diego Padres 5-2.
Quickie is changing the game. Players will still go for touchdowns, home runs, three-pointers, you name it. But when it comes to cleaning tools, it's a whole new game. Put a Quickie broom in your hand, and you're a pro that'll get the job done fast the first time. Pros demand it, you deserve it. Available at Lowe's.
To the Sports Fix.
Indian Fever is catching fire with everyone. Indian Fever.
If it isn't and hasn't caught fire with you by now, I don't know if I can speak to you. Not because I don't want to. I don't know if anything I say is going to matter at this point. Welcome back to the Sports Fix. J-Rock with you. It has been a great show so far. You guys in the chat room obviously enjoyed that interview, and I did as well. Looking forward to having Jessica Evil Eye back on the show as she is representing Cleveland, just like we say, worldwide, baby, heading to the UFC. Thank you so much to Jessica for joining us there, and a really good interview. Like I said, everybody, hey, this has been a great show. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the new format too, because as you notice, early on in the show, able to get, you know, I was just looking at trying to be more economical with the time that we have, you know, and get every squeeze, every minute out of the show that I can. So hopefully things are going smoother. They sound better. It's just been, today's a good day. Great day. Hopefully everybody that moved on beyond yesterday and now we're jamming. J-Rock with you. We're back into it and getting ready to go to the phone lines now. And this will be a good time here. My man, always a good time when Mike Brandenberry joins us, but especially today. Can't wait to talk to him. We've kicked off the show talking about last night and to me how last night really defined the season for the Cleveland Indians and the future, in my opinion, and why it's not just a run to a one game and out. These guys could be doing something special here. J-Rock with you, going to the phone lines. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. Mike, how are you doing this afternoon, my man?
J-Rock, I'm doing good. I'm a little on the tired side after last night. I don't know what it is about Central Standard games. I guess, you know, when you watch West Coast games, you know you're going to be up late. But it seems like that one extra hour, and it ends at midnight, and up and at them early the next morning. Man, I'm tired. But, hey, it's good to be tired and be a winner than be tired and be chasing like the Indians have been most of the second half. They're starting to move into the driver's seat now.
Exactly. You know, this is my first time talking to you since the sweep over the weekend and really how that kind of changed the landscape here for the Indians because they now grabbed control of their own destiny. And the way the matchups play out down the stretch, we've been talking about this here the last couple of days, with the other teams playing each other and knocking each other off. I mean, it's right there for the Indians to walk their way through. But I'm saying beyond that, because I think we've all felt, well, I don't know, if I can't speak for everybody, but I know I've felt from the beginning of the season they were going to make the playoffs. But even for the last few weeks, you and I talking, you could feel perhaps they would run into the wild card through this schedule. But something like last night, something where you got beat the night before and you're starting off rough and it looks like you're about to jump into that dump slump again that they kind of did a few times this year, and then boom, you claw your way back and you don't give up, and you just, it was a game you had to win and they made themselves win that game, and that tells me that this is not just a one and done. They've got the pieces to play some playoff baseball. I know I'm sounding crazy right now, but this team, I wouldn't want to play the Indians if I was anybody else. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, we've kind of talked about this all summer long, Jerry, but, you know, kind of my saying, they zig when you think they're going to zag, but that's really kind of what they've done and what they did just last night. You know, last night's nine innings is almost a microcosm of that season, and that, you know, you think things are headed one direction. Like you said, after five, six innings, it looks like, you know, maybe they're headed back towards another tailspin, and Kansas City gave them a tough time here in Cleveland a week ago, and possibly, you know, you'll get that close to touch it, and then it'll kind of slide away, and then the sixth inning hits, and the offense begins, and the team comes right back. And I think one thing I always hear people say is that this is a young team, and that kind of cracks me up, because they're not very young at all. This is a new team, and that's a big difference. I mean, this is a team that's fairly full of veterans. I think we think of them at times as a young team because the players that are a part of this organization that have been for the last couple years are young. But the leaders on this team, the Nick Swishers, the Michael Bournes, the Jason Giambis, you know, these are guys that are all experienced, are veterans, and they've been through this before. I don't think that there's anything in this clubhouse. There's nothing going on in the last 10 days that somebody hasn't encountered before, you know, and that includes one game playoffs and elimination games and having to win a game today to advance to tomorrow. You know, they have guys that have done that. And so I really feel like, you know, I think you and I have really been close in what we feel about this team. I think we kind of just maybe stand on the other side of the line where you think they would get in. And I feel like they would come up a couple games short. I think we're in the same ballpark all year of what to expect from them, but with 11 games to go, I mean, it's right there in front of them, man. I mean, in fairness, if they don't make the playoffs, I think, you know, they really have no one to blame but themselves at this point, because they really do control their own destiny after they left Chicago Sunday night.
And really, that sweep just completely changed it. And we had talked, you were the one that even said for the last few weeks that we were reaching the point where you thought 2 out of 3 wasn't going to cut it, and you had to start sweeping some of these series. And, you know, even last weekend when I previewed the game Friday, I said, hey, I'll take 3 out of 4 here, but that's the worst you can do. And then I didn't even want to be greedy and think sweep. Once they did that, that really just, the way the other results played out, it just played right into the hands of the Indians. And now here they sit, and like you said, they control their own destiny coming down the stretch. And I'm really interested. Look, you finish this thing up, whatever happens today in Kansas City, after you catch your breath, starting this weekend here, the next 6 games, the final 6 games of the season. I know we've been pushing and pushing to fill up Progressive Field and to have that, make it 1995 all over again just for 6 days. I want to listen out the window. I don't even have to watch the game. I just want to hear horns beeping and know that the Indians won the game. You know what I'm saying? We can do it. Like, you know, if they can put the banners up all over and they can promote the start of the brown season and paint the town orange and brown, like I've said, I'm awesome with all of that. I'm wearing orange and brown too, but for next week, this next 6 days, they should paint the town red, white, and blue. And I truly believe without ridiculously spending taxpayer money, the city of Cleveland has got to show some civic pride and get behind these Indians and show that they, too, are part of this, because that's all going to play into it here. Packing this house, to me, you've got to have 25, 30,000 plus all six of these games.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, I had somebody bring up the point to me, you know, people who say that they like the NFL or that they like the Browns over, you know, Major League Baseball or the Cleveland Indians, you know, one of their biggest reasons is that, you know, every game is appointment TV. Every game counts so much. It's a short season. They have such a major ramification every game. Well, you have all
so's
that
here.
For the next 2 weeks.
So's here.
I mean, you have your NFL version of a Major League Baseball season right now, because, you know, there's 11 games to go, and they all matter. I mean, they all matter. And I agree with you, Jerry. I think you and I are definitely in this town are in the minority in that, you know, we are big baseball fans, but I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited to get down to the ballpark and see games that matter and know that they matter, and, you know, and to scoreboard watch. And I think something that is kind of unique for all the success that the Indians had a generation ago in the 90s, they really have only ever been a part of one pennant race in about the last 65 years. And I would say, you know, you consider 2005 to be, you know, a pennant race where they played games to the last day. But with the exception of that season, for all the teams of the 90s, you know, those seasons were wrapped up and had bows on them. And we were talking about at this point, you know, who was going to be the 25th guy on the playoff roster and setting your rotation so that you were ready to go. So this was kind of uncharted territory for this entire town. And, you know, for all the excuses and all the reasons that people don't go to games, you know, I think and I hope that people just put that aside. Whatever your feeling is for, you know, the Dolans or dynamic pricing or, you know, whatever your reasons are, you know, for the next 11 games, for the next week and a half, you know, every game counts. And if things go the way that we hope they do and the team plays the way they're capable of, it's going to end with them in the playoffs. And I don't know what else you can ask for as a Cleveland sports fan, regardless of how much you really, you know, are a diehard Indians fan or even a baseball fan. I mean, I think you got to be excited for this city if you're a Clevelander.
I agree. And I'll tell you what, and I'm going to say this, I've said this to some people off the air. I've always said that whichever one of these teams, you know, won something again first, got themselves competitive and maybe won a championship, that would, you know, they would obviously get the head start here on the race, because all three of these teams are really racing to grab again that. Because I truly believe a lot more of the Browns fan base is at that teetering point than people are giving credit to. You know what I'm saying? I think that there's a lot more that are ready to bail until things turn around. So I thought this is a prime opportunity for those of us that talk about the different fan bases and the attendance here in Cleveland with the Indians and all the things we've talked about. Here's an opportunity with a bad start to the season, at least record-wise, for the Cleveland Browns, and a lot of people already starting the wait till next year and looking at the draft and we don't like this and that and the other thing with the Browns. The Indians doing this at the time they do, this could also help chip away a little bit more at that and really kind of reinvigorate some of the, and I agree with you about the playoff chase too, about the run to it instead of having that dominance like they had in the 90s. Maybe that reinvigorates some of that love affair. Think about it in a relationship, and that's always the easiest example to make, but in a relationship, sometimes after 10, 15, 20 years, you know, they say you lose the passion, you lose that spark, and you go through the motions every day, and it feels like Indians a lot, you know, are at that point with the fans to where it's kind of going through the motions every day, and the ones that really want to go, but those hardcores are like, we went to dinner last year, honey, I don't know if I want to go, but maybe here. You get that spark. You get rid of the kids. You put that energy back into it for a week. You get that energy of a playoff chase, of game-to-game scoreboard watching. Maybe that lights some of that back up. Maybe that brings that spark back to the marriage and starts to reinvigorate that relationship as well between the Indians and the fan base. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. And I think, you know, there's a huge group, and, you know, we could do the rest of the show on the change in the fan base and, you know, the whole perfect storm. I think, you know, that discussion has been talked about forever from the 90s until now. But the fact of the matter is there was a huge following of the Indians in the 90s. And there are people, I mean, I think there are Cleveland fans at their core that want, you know, success for every Cleveland team. And I think, you know, how you choose to spend your fan dollar. I used to be on this, you know, crusade of why do people spend money on the Browns versus the Indians. And really over the last couple of years, you know, my opinion is, you know, none of them are amazing teams. Let's be honest. You know, none of them are on the cusp of a championship while the other two are struggling. So, you know, really in my mind, if you want to spend your fan money.
I disagree, Mike. You've got the Indians right here where they're at. I would say that if you make the playoffs, to me, that's the cusp of a championship, because the next step is adding those pieces to win a championship. There's not a whole lot. So I would disagree. And I mean, I can see your point about the Cavs and the Browns, but I think the Indians are obviously closer to a championship than the other two.
Oh, I agree with you. They're definitely closer. I think all I really meant by that is, I mean, just over, you know, say like the last 5 years.
I
mean,
the
Indians are much closer right now. But I mean, you know, they've struggled in recent years. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, really, I mean, where you want to spend your fan dollar is your own business, I guess, in my mind. But I would say also, you know, this team and this town is as thirsty for a winner as they've ever been. I mean, there hasn't been a playoff game in this town in going on 3 years. In any sport. And, you know, I agree with you in that I think this is a golden opportunity if you want to be a part of something, if you want that every game matters experience that the NFL presents. I mean, here's 2 weeks for you. And I agree with you in that hopefully some of those fans that they have lost over the last generation from the 90s until now, you know, hopefully some of them come back. And, you know, I hope, you know, I've felt since they left Goodyear that this would be a season that would go to the wire. And I think we're all but guaranteed that at this point. I don't see how when they leave for Minnesota, they're not still, you know, playing for a playoff spot and still probably not having anything clinched either. So the idea that they're going into the final, what's that?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, as you're saying that, looking at these six games on this homestand, I mean, Terry's got to be salivating here going, man, if we can get back home. You got Houston, who I get it. You got to win the games that are on the field. But Houston and then those two with the White Sox could be the perfect way to end that thing. I mean, is it inconceivable? Is it being greedy to look at that and go, man, you should win five or all six of those games?
I don't know. I don't know that you can ever assume all six, Jerry. But I think,
of course,
if you're a playoff team, I think you should. I mean, I think you should be close to that 90 wins. That's the magic number. It always has been in my mind. That's the average number of wins for the fifth best team in the American League over the last decade. So if you're chasing 90 wins, I think they need 8 more, right? So that leaves them at 8-3, and then it still kind of goes back to the, you know, the statement that I made a week ago is they can't just win a series. I mean, and I still think that that's true. I would think in all reality, if they won every series from here on out, they would probably find themselves, you know, maybe in a tiebreaker game or in the wild card game. But I think if you want to make sure that you're getting in, I mean, win 8 out of those 11. And that's, you know, that's more than a series still. So when you look at Houston and you look at Chicago, I mean, that the White Sox are a team that they have owned, I mean, flat out owned all year. And I think they have to do that in those two games. And the Houston Astros, I mean, to me, they fall in the same boat. They have next to nothing to play for. They're playing out the string, and they have been for the last 100 games. And, you know, those are six games that they have to come home and take care of business if you're going to be a playoff team. I mean, I think it's fair. If you get 5 out of 6 from them, you know, then that still leaves you 3 more wins on the table that you got to find to get the 90.
And that's what makes today important, too, because you got a chance. And do you agree with me? I think yesterday the Indians coming from behind the way they did, chipping away, winning that game, that was kind of a kick in the gut to the Royals. And hopefully with Danny Salazar and then the bullpen crew going out there today and going through it, you take this win, steal this one on the road, get out of there with 2 out of 3, bring yourself home, because that puts you in a position, like you said there, where that's one of those 11 games, one win right there before you even get here to the last stretch of games, you know. And speaking of Salazar real quick, yesterday on the show, I was talking to Jeff Gorman, and I said, because we got to talking about Masterson coming back and perhaps having one start in him if he's able to get back here at the end of the season. My thought was, well, at that point, why don't you combine Danny Salazar and Justin Masterson and just make one, you know, 7-inning starter out of there, you know, and give them each three.
You're stealing my idea. I have said this for like the last couple days. They do this in the minor leagues all the time. I mean, there's a term for it. You call it piggybacking. But I agree with you. I have even thought if you get into a playoff scenario, you know, Justin Masterson is a veteran. He's a guy that can grind in the later innings. Why don't you put Salazar out there for the first 3 or 4 and bring in Masterson for the next 3 or 4?
Both, or vice versa.
If they're both on 60, 70 pitches, I mean, if you have a big inning in the 7th inning, for as well as Danny Salazar has done, don't you still want Justin Masterson out there instead? I mean,
I would start Salazar
and bring Masterson in, and I would piggyback him.
I'm with you, but I could flip-flop it too, because I'd have Masterson pounding those balls into the ground with the sinker for the first half of the game and then follow up with Salazar coming in and throwing 99 and 100 miles per hour and just switching pace with them and then setting you up. But it doesn't matter. Either way, I think that would be a good – and you got to think that the brain trust is probably thinking something like that too. They're like, man, I mean, you know, you got the luxury here going down the stretch. And that's the other thing too. Look at how this 15-man pen is working out. I mean, they're literally able to – mix and match and play matchups. I mean, going the other day with 8 guys coming out of the pen. I mean, unbelievable, but it works to our advantage both there and with the other teams being watered down. But you got to win tonight, Salazar and crew, because you got to call it Salazar and crew at this point, going out there tonight for the Indians. And Chen, hey, that's no walk away for the Indians. So they've got to put some work in tonight and bring it home so that tomorrow we can paint this town red, white, and blue, baby.
I'm with you. How many games are you planning to get down to this weekend?
I'm going to try to get to as many of them as possible. I've already put in my credentials for the playoffs. That was what made it real to me the other day when I was on the MLB credential site, and I'm putting in and I'm picking World Series teams that I want to, you know, if you got the grid and you pick all the different, you know, things that you're going to cover. So I literally applied for every combination of games that involves Cleveland and the cities of Detroit, Pittsburgh, or Cincinnati. So if the Indians play the Reds or the Pirates in the World Series, I would be covered there. We get Detroit, I'm covered there. I'm going on the road anywhere I can drive to. I'm following this playoff run, baby. So they just got to get there, and then I'm following right behind the truck, Daddy.
I like it, man. And, you know, something that I always remember a couple years ago, not to get ahead of ourselves either, but I always think of, I think it was 2-3 years ago, it was right near the end of LeBron and the Cavs run, Tom Withers had the comment that he thought that the next Cleveland championship team would be a team that would come out of nowhere, that we would never see it coming. And the next thing you would know, they would be right there on the cusp. So no better team than this one to be a team to come out of nowhere.
You got that right. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. Him and I are having as much fun as each and every one of you listening as we follow these Cleveland Indians, baby. Tonight, 8:10, Danny Salazar, young Danny Salazar, taking the mound for the Tribe. Big game. They need a big victory, and then they bring it home so we can fill up Progressive Field for the next 6 days. Paint this town red, white, and blue. Mike Brandenberry, DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. Hey, I'll catch up with you, too, either later on this week or first thing Monday. I'd like to talk to you about the kickoff this weekend of your 48 replay as well.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. You can follow that online at DidTheTribeWinLastNight/1948, and that gets going as early as Sunday.
Absolutely. Check it out. We'll talk more about that. Mike Brandenberry, watch some Indians baseball tonight, and go Tribe. We'll talk to you soon here, and you have a good one, my man.
You bet. You too, man.
You got it. Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com. We're going to take a break, shift gears when we come back. Dan Wismar from the Cleveland Fan joins us, getting ready to talk to us about some OSU Buckeye football as we preview the Rattlers of Florida A&M and talk a little Indians baseball with Dan, too. Always a good time. Dan Wismar of the Cleveland Fan joins us next, live right here on the Sports Fix. If you're looking for stars, we got them. Handing out defeats on a regular basis. The tribe's always running in the pennant races. Got the eyes on the prize as world sends pace. Putting a smile on all of Cleveland's face. This team's on fire. The fans got the fuel. The back is driving every duel. So step on up. We're going to make it clear.
The Sports Fix, your choice for intelligent talk.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it's great.
Intelligent talk.
It was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
These guys must be on the wrong station.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get them away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
The Sports Fix.
Guys, want to take just a second as we head into this break and remind you about the official business printing source of the Sports Fix, our friends at Signs and Ship. Signs and Ship, I'm telling you, Chris and Pam, they've taken care of me since day one, and they can do the same for you. Whether you're a small business that's already been established and you're looking to grow to that next level and expand your business, or perhaps you've got an idea that you just know is going to be a great business and you need to figure out how to brand it and how to promote it and put it out there, Signs and Ship is the place for you. If you need a logo, they can create one for you. They have a fantastic graphic designer. Business cards, signs, banners, yard signs, mobile advertising, anything you can think of that you need to promote your business, they've got it at Signs and Ship. The best thing about them, too, is each of their locations, whether it's the home base here in Elyria, Ohio that I work with, or their spots in Virginia, Florida, and Pennsylvania, it's all local sourced. Very important to me because we all understand that small business is the lifeblood of the community. So check them out, signsandship.com, or call Chris and Pam today, 440-323-6060, the home office in Elyria, Ohio. Signs and Ship, quality printing at affordable prices.
It's the Sports Fix. We'll be right back.
Nothing's a bigger investment to you than your home. You protect it with insurance. What if your insurance doesn't protect you? Has weather damaged your home and insurance refuses to pay? Tri-State Quality Builders can help you recover from catastrophic home damage caused by floods, fire, wind, hail, and more. They cut through all the insurance red tape, keeping your money in your pocket, and have a 91% success rate at getting denied claims approved. Call Tri-State Quality Builders today at 888-308-3102. That's 888-308-3102. Or log on to their website, tristatequalitybuilders.com.
Sports Fix listeners, like us on Facebook today. Facebook.com/TheSportsFix.
Whether it's an oil change or a new set of tires, Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck has you covered for your car care needs. They're your neighborhood quick service experts. They also offer a low price tire guarantee. Choose from 13 brands, and if you find the same tires at a lower price within 30 days, Quick Lane at Valley Ford will refund the difference. 5715 Canal Road, right under the 480 Bridge in Valley View. Come see why life is better in the Quick Lane. Quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck.
Football season is party season at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. Everyone wins at Harry Buffalo. Every Saturday is Coors Light College Football Saturday with $6 pitchers, four bottles for $10, and the Buckeyes in full HD. Football season is most definitely party season, and your headquarters is Harry Buffalo North Olmsted all winter long. Harry Buffalo, join the herd.
Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by GV Art and Design. Find all the hottest Cleveland sports gear online at gvartwork.com or at their brand new store on Detroit Avenue in Lakewood.
Hey, you guys are rocking with Reggie Germany, former wide receiver of the Buffalo Bills and Ohio State Buckeye. You're rocking with the Sports Fix.
Make a big noise playing in the street. Welcome back to the Sports Fix, streaming live here on the SportsFix.net. J-Rock with you, and it has been a jam-packed show today. A lot of fun flying through and Thanks to Mike Brandenberry from DidTheTribeWinLastNight.com for joining us. Ready for some Cleveland Indians baseball. Getting ready to talk Buckeye football. J-Rock with you here. And going to go to the phone lines, my man Dan Wismar from the Cleveland Fan. But before we talk about, I'll tell you what, if you're the Rattlers of Florida A&M, you're hearing this song in your head just automatically for the next 5 or 6 days. But I want to talk to Dan about the Buckeyes. But first, as I pull him up here on the phones, got to talk to him about some Indians and that victory last night. Dan, how you doing this Wednesday afternoon, my man? Welcome back to the Sports Fix.
Doing great, J-Rock. Good to be back. That was a huge win last night in Kansas City, was it not, sir?
I'm telling you, not just the win, but the way they won the game, the way they, you know, like I said, you got to look at things. Sometimes I look at things outside of just the ether that they're in. The way they lost the first game and the way they were being dominated in the first half yesterday was like, wow, they could get nothing going here. And then they chipped and chipped and chipped, and they refused to lose that game. That was huge.
Yeah, I think as big as anything for me was watching Chris Perez come out and dominate. I haven't seen Chris Perez look that good in weeks, months, I don't know. But that was as encouraging to me as anything else I saw last night.
Absolutely. And now they got a chance here. You really, this one's important because we were just doing the math with Mike before you were on and how they've really got to get to 90. You're going to have to take 8 out of the last 11 there, and that's going to be key. So you want to end things with a good one here. It's going to be a tough matchup. Salazar and company taking on Chen there. I said that's my new thing. It's Salazar and company for the rest of the season. We know how that goes. But they got to go out there and get that because you come home tomorrow. Like we said, let's paint it red, white, and blue, baby, because it's going to be electric here in Cleveland starting tomorrow.
Yeah, should be. I'm going up Friday. I'm going up Monday. So we'll see. And I see that they're discounting some tickets against the Astros. That smacks a little bit of desperation, but I guess I'm glad to see it because you want to see butts in the chairs.
Absolutely, and I agree with you there too, but I'll take, you got to get the place, you got to get the people in the seats here somehow, you know, and I'm all for that, the $10 bleacher seats, and this weekend's going to be big. We're talking, you got Dollar Dog Night on Friday, taking out the competitive aspect of it. You got the Dollar Dogs, which always draws good on Friday. You've got Swisher's Fireworks coming on Saturday. You've got the Fan Appreciation final weekend or final series of the season. So all of those combined with the pennant races, you've got to think there's going to be some big walk-ups this weekend, and I'm truly expecting, you know, this is sad that we're saying 30, but I'm expecting 30,000-ish for every game on this homestand. I'm telling you, I'm just them.
I'm hoping you're right. I'll be doing my thing Friday and Monday and encouraging people to get up there and get in there one last time.
Got to, you know, if everybody who hasn't gone to a game this season just picks one of these six and goes, just one person, go buy a $10 seat and they'll fill that place up, no problem. But we can talk about the Indians on, and hopefully we can talk about them straight through October, Dan. But let's shift gears and focus a little bit, not so much on FAMU and the Rattlers, because, you know, there's not a lot of challenge, obviously, here for the Ohio State Buckeyes in any part of the game, except for perhaps my first question to you, which is how in the world does Urban Meyer, and you touched on this Monday a bit with when he said they're playing against themselves, but how do you motivate 50, 60 point favorites? I mean, what is it, 8 touchdowns, I've heard, is what the Buckeyes are favored by? I mean, that's a ridiculous amount there.
Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of that, Jerry? A 57 point line? I don't think I can recall ever seeing that. I go to scoresandodds.com when I need to check a line, and they didn't even have it on their board, but I know that some of the other, Vegas Lions spots had a 57-point line. It's unheard of. I think you, me, and I could grab, you know, 9 random ClevelandFan.com writers, and we could cover 57 against the Buckeyes, don't you think?
You got to think. Jonathan Knight's probably available on Saturday. I mean, we could go out here and
see. I think so.
We'd make a game.
Anyway, that was stunning to me, but it'll be interesting because you'll have Carlos Hyde back at the running back spot. He's not going to step right in and be the man because Jordan Hall has just looked too good up to this point to do that to him. But I know that Meyer's preference would be to get Jordan Hall eventually back to that pivot spot and where he was intended to start the season before the suspensions hit. And I think if anything they've been lacking so far in that running game, it's that power that Hyde gives you. So it'll be interesting to see how many carries he gets. Meyer's already made it very clear that Hyde will play. And as well as that Braxton will play. It'd be interesting to see if Braxton starts the game or if they ease him in. But, you know, they want to get him some reps before the Wisconsin game rolls around.
And when we were just briefly looking over the game Monday when we were talking, you brought up the possibility that you very much expected we could see perhaps both Kenny Guyton and Braxton Miller in some packages together this week.
You know, that would be interesting. At least I'm throwing out that suggestion to Urban. I don't think he's listening, but, you know, we'll see. I think it would be fun to see them both on the field, throw John, you know, put them both out there, get the opposition thinking, and then pitch it out to Dontre Wilson. You know, do something different, but I would be interested to see that. To me, Jerry, the big difference between this year and last, and it's striking, is the first quarter. Last year, they struggled mightily in the first quarter. I mean, almost, you know, at least three quarters of their games, they came out flat. I just checked this. They scored, I think, 20 points in the first quarter in their first four games last year. Two of them, they didn't score any points at all. Miami game, they scored 56-0 in the first quarter. Cal, 0 in the first quarter. So, and this year, it's just been the exact opposite, coming out and putting 2, 3, and 4 touchdowns up. It's the biggest single difference. You know, if Meyer set about to address that issue, boy, he's had some success with that.
And I'll tell you what, speaking of Urban Meyer, his quotes looking at this week is just kind of funny here to me. He said he couldn't even make this sound like a competitive game. He said, I could give you coach speak, but none of that matters. We're just going to have to coach the players hard this week. I mean, that's when you really know. There's differences and there's gaps and then there's that. That's when you really know what you got. I mean, they're basically taking $1 million to come in and get punched around for 60 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. And there's one thing, refreshingly so, I will say, that about Urban Meyer, and that is you don't get coach speak from Urban Meyer. The guy is just brutally candid most of the time. And believe me, for people in the media, that is a refreshing change, because as much as people admired and respected and loved Jim Tressel, you look up coach speak in the dictionary and his picture's there. I mean, that's what you got from him. Meyer will tell it like it is, whether you want to hear it or not.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Sports Fix. We're talking to Dan Wismar from the Cleveland Fan, and we're roughly previewing the Florida A&M Rattlers. Is there, looking around at Florida A&M, you know, we joke about that, but, you know, there's talent everywhere. Who is there on the Florida A&M roster that you do have to keep an eye on that could perhaps show us something this weekend?
Boy, you really got me there. You asked me a question I really can't answer. I saw them play. Not a single player really jumped out at me as the guy. You know, this is a school that's known for the band.
I'm sure
you've heard about that. They had an incident. In fact, they're not going to be there this Saturday, I understand. But this is a band that's more famous than the team. They had a hazing incident where a drum major died. That was back in 2011. They just put their band back on the field for the opener this year for the first time in a couple of years because of that incident. And I was looking at some stories on it. They had 15 people charged with manslaughter and a handful of them have yet to go to trial. So it's an ongoing situation, but literally the band is what people come to see with this school. And that's pretty sad. I mean, they're flashy, they're great, but when you overshadow your football team, it's not a good thing.
I'll tell you what, too. You talk about that. The band is back, but they're not going on the road games. Ohio State not only paid $900,000 for this game, but they offered an extra $50,000 because they really, that was the primary reason for booking them, was to get the band here to come and play. Offered an extra $50,000, and they still turned it down there. But like I said, almost $1 million.
Well, they've got a good reason.
Absolutely.
When a member of your band dies on the bus, you've got issues with your hazing program.
Have you seen some of the, I can't remember if it was 30 for 30. There was something that I saw about that, man. That was a whole crazy thing. I mean, they shut the thing down, and they're just now slowly starting to wheel it back out. But kind of, hey, what does it say for the football game when that's what we're talking about here? And you know what? Nothing wrong with your answer either, by the way. Like, that's why I asked you. I figured, well, I don't know a single person on this team, so I'm going to ask Dan, and if there's nobody, then there's nobody. You know what I mean?
So, sorry I can't help you, J-Rock, man.
It's all good, man.
Hard questions.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to watch the game this weekend, just write some stuff. I know several players on the Florida A&M Rattlers. But, hey, it is what it is. It's the last game before they get out there and hit the Big Ten schedule. As we said, a couple of tests early on front-loaded in the schedule. So it'll be key to see how Urban Meyer can get them focused, send them out here this weekend, and see how they basically can play focused against themselves and do what everybody's expecting them to do. How much of that spread do you expect them to cover?
Boy, a tough one, but I've got to believe five touchdowns, you know, let's say 35, 42, something like that. You know, maybe these guys have a couple tricks up their sleeve. Teams have been able to score on this Buckeye defense this year. You know, I'm thinking maybe 42 out of that, 57 probably is a little bit more reasonable. I just hope that we end up seeing an awful lot of young kids for the Buckeyes. It's a little bit surprising that Meyer has not gotten more of his freshmen involved. He claims to not be interested in redshirting people. He recruits kids that are able and want to play right away, and his intention is to play them right away. So why we haven't seen some kids like Jalen Marshall and Mike Mitchell, the linebacker, some folks like that everyone expected to be seeing minutes, especially in some blowouts, haven't seen them on the field yet. And so maybe this is the week when that happens, or maybe Meyer's got method to his madness there for you know, keeping him off the field so far. Maybe they just haven't earned the time in practice. We don't know that. But I'm hopeful that an overmatched opponent will mean that we get our first look at some of these kids that we haven't seen yet.
And I think you're right. I think, you know, I think Urban Meyer may be looking at it that way too, a chance to get a lot of these guys out there, get their feet wet before you hit the Big Ten schedule here and see maybe what you got. And, hey, maybe you find a piece or two that you might want to plug in later on in the season. So I agree with you. I'd like to see him test the depth of that roster here against a team like FAMU. Dan Wismar from the Cleveland Fan joins us every Monday and Wednesday talking Buckeyes football, plus a little Tribe, Browns, a little bit of everything here. Always good to have a conversation with Dan. Thank you so much, my man, for joining us here again today.
Okay, Jerry, good to be with you. Talk to you next week.
You got it. Dan Wismar from the Cleveland Fan. Check him out on Twitter, @DWismar. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got a phone call here. We'll play that for you, wrap things up, talking Tribe baseball, and wrapping up the show live here on The Sports Fix.
It's The Sports Fix.
Oh, good grief.
As we head into this break, I just want to remind you, The Sports Fix, proud to be partners with Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck, 5715 Canal Road, just under the 480 Bridge in Valley View, Ohio. Bill Hershey and Bill Opelich, I tell you about them each and every day. They'll take care of you. Number one, huge Cleveland sports fans, but they're good people, hardworking people, trustworthy people. I don't just come on here, I tell you this all the time, I don't just come on here and talk about places and people that want to buy advertising on the show. I talk about people and products that I believe in, and Quick Lane at Valley Ford Truck is one of those places. Whether you've got a truck, car, van, commercial vehicle, big or small, it doesn't matter. They'll fix them all. They're the home of the low price tire guarantee. Find a matching set of tires cheaper anywhere else, and they'll match the price guaranteed, no questions asked, no matter what it is. Hey, and they understand in 2013 that there's transportation issues. People need to get to school, to work, to daycare. All those things need to get done, and the car needs to get fixed, and they'll figure out a way to make that happen for you. Check them out, quicklane.com/Valley Ford Truck, and find out that life really is better in the Quick Lane.
It's The Sports Fix. We'll be right back.
Thank you for calling The Sports Fix. May I ask who's calling?
Darth Helmet. I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
So what is that make you to the show?
Absolutely nothing.
Call The Sports Fix, even if you have nothing to say at all.
Nothing's a bigger investment to you than your home. You protect it with insurance. What if your insurance doesn't protect you? Has weather damaged your home and insurance refuses to pay? Tri-State Quality Builders can help you recover from catastrophic home damage caused by floods, fire, wind, hail, and more. They cut through all the insurance red tape, keeping your money in your pocket, and have a 91% success rate at getting denied claims approved. Call Tri-State Quality Builders today at 888-308-3102. That's 888-308-3102. Or log on to their website, tristatequalitybuilders.com.
Football season is party season at Harry Buffalo North Olmsted. And no matter who you root for, everyone wins at Harry Buffalo. Every Sunday, the Sports Fix is broadcasting live with giveaways and prizes and joining you in watching all the Browns action with Bud Light beer specials and $10 Hair of the Dog pitchers.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
Plus, every Monday night, catch the Monday Night Football action with some of your favorite Browns players. Football season is most definitely party season, and your headquarters is Harry Buffalo, North Olmsted. Harry Buffalo. Join the herd. Portions of the Sports Fix brought to you by Tri-State Quality Builders. Has severe weather damaged your home? Get a quote today at TriStateQualityBuilders.com.
This is Josh Tom of the Cleveland Indians, and you're listening to the Sports Fix.
Right, as we come back to the trusty bass grooves of Kumo D, I do indeed go to work each and every weekday here at noon live on the Sports Fix. Welcome back, my friends. J-Rock with you as we are wrapping things up here on the show. Matter of fact, going to go to the phone lines. Just got a call speaking of going to work. Working the phone lines right now. Going to play this message for you.
J-Rock, Gunther, have to call in and let everybody know how excited I am to hear Brian Hoyer, a Spartan, someone finally true and good from the Big Ten, is going to be making a debut here in Cleveland. I just want to say a few things about it. First off, I want to say that people don't realize how good this kid really is. He set records at Michigan State, broke records, threw 7 touchdowns in 1 game at one point. Yes, I know it was college, but he came into the NFL combine undrafted. The New England Patriots signed him as an undrafted free agent with no backup. They decided Brian Hoyer could be Brady's backup the whole time. They didn't need an extra. They didn't need a third string or a fourth string. Then in 2010, they did the same thing. Tom Brady, then Brian Hoyer, no backup. They cut 3 other people just to keep Hoyer as their backup. He played in some games. Yes, he didn't play completely in 2011, but he did win an AFC championship. So he is a winner. He was a winner at Michigan State also. I believe, if I remember correctly, he did beat the Buckeyes at Ohio State. But I could be wrong. Also, the kid is got balls. He can throw. He can run. He can throw for over 300 yards a game. He had a great running back in Ringer. He has a great running back here in Richardson. I think the kid is going to be a winner. I can say confidently, I feel like we're going to rattle off 5 straight wins. We're going to go 5-2, and this regime's going to have to really seriously think about being Hoyer as the future. Also, I want to say awesome job to the Tribe. 1/2 a game out. If we could have just won a few of those other games, I know it's an if, we would still be dead in first place. But I really think the Indians, like I said, from the beginning of the season and before the season started and before spring training, the Indians will be in the World Series. This year, I think it's going to be against Atlanta, but it also may be against Pittsburgh. But those are the 2 teams. I don't think anybody else has the talent or the guts and the drive and the determination and the heart as much as Cleveland fans do and as much as this team does. That's my 2 cents. Thanks. I'm out.
Love wrapping up the show with a phone call. Thanks to Gunther. Hey, you guys can get through with us 24 hours a day if you're listening around the world. iHeartRadio, iTunes, all the different formats. You can call 216-539-7535, just like Gunther did there. Leave your message, and we'll play it on the next broadcast of the Sports Fix. We're getting ready to wrap things up. Cool Modi going to work. We're just getting ready to wrap things up at work. What a day it's been. Want to thank Jessica Evil Eye for joining us. Glad to talk to her. It was a very, hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Really inspirational and informative as well. Learned a little bit about mixed martial arts from the female perspective, and now she's going to the UFC and representing Cleveland. Looking forward to talking to her again on the show, and glad to talk to Mike Brandenberry, talk some Indians baseball, did the tribeinlastnight.com. Dan Wismar from the Cleveland Fan. Tomorrow, looking ahead, big Thursday, which means sports writer extraordinaire Jonathan Knight's going to join us to talk Indians and Browns, and we'll talk to you about how you can get your hands on one of his Browns Bibles, this fantastic 600-page page, Definitive Encyclopedia of the Browns. We're going to give one away on the show, so you'll have to be listening to find out when Jonathan Knight joins us tomorrow. Fantasy football players, BJ Riddell, the author of Fantasy Football for Winners, joins us tomorrow. We'll go through all your must plays and your sits and starts for all your fantasy football action tomorrow. All of that, plus we talk some Indians baseball and how they wrap up this series with the Royals and look ahead to Houston, baby. Take your phone calls. We're going to talk about all of that, the big news of the day, and so much more live right here on the Sports Mix. But before we get to tomorrow, the Indians have to get through tonight. I'm telling you one more time, as we sit down tonight and we watch the Tribe, 8 o'clock, 8:10 to be exact. Young Danny Salazar taking the mound for the Indians. Get on the Indians.com or Ticketmaster or StubHub or whatever you do, wherever you get your tickets from, go grab you a $10 ticket, a bleacher seat. Grab a ticket for tomorrow so that you can be there and we can fill up Progressive Field. And let's make it 1994, 1995 all over again downtown. Plus, hey, you know what? We'll be talking some football tomorrow, so I guess maybe tomorrow we'll get around to talking a bit about the quarterback situation here with the Browns. But there was no way, no way, and I apologize to those of you that wanted to talk about it, but there's a lot of other places that have been today. There was no way with the Indians playing the way that they played last night and with all the things going on that we talked about today that I was going to waste some time on that conversation. We will talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk Tribe, all of that, so much more. Like I said, same bat time, same bat channel tomorrow. Can't wait to see you, everybody, live right here on The Sports Fix, live at noon on thesportsfix.net. We love you, Cleveland. Go Tribe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Where they do not play much, clouds always looming, we don't see the sun rays much. Still about the paper, gotta make sure the light's on. It's the mistake on the lake to you, but this is my own. Tatted it on my arm, that I represent that. Homie, I'm from Cleveland, I will tell the president that. Hardest, yeah, we've been there, made some of the greats here. Midwest best, this is MGK's year. Shouts out to St. Clair, uptown, yes, y'all. Heading to the flex, getting popping up with Steph Floss. Old State monster, this the home of King James. We are not the empire, but this is where the kings play.
Cleveland, we rep our city.